Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Welcome to Revive Her, a transformative space where we break down walls to unearth the incredible power that lies within every woman. We're your hosts, Haley and Noel.
Dive into candid conversations about entrepreneurship, faith and relationships, and the journeys that define us. Are you ready?
There's a hard truth some people find hard to swallow. If you're living and breathing, you're experiencing challenging circumstances. Period. God never promised us an easy, carefree life, but he did promise to give us strength to see all of these challenges through and to be beside us every step of the way.
I mean, two scriptures that come to mind are Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then Psalms 46, 1 through 3, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In this episode, we're going to look at how to overcome a challenging season in your life. I feel like every one of us have been through hard times. Mm-hmm. Some of us might be trapped in a hard time right now. You're going through a hard time and it's something inevitable. Mm-hmm. Hard times are going to come.
Mm-hmm. And this was actually requested to us. So we love doing episodes that have been requested because we know that we're answering what our community needs to hear at the time. Mm-hmm. So what does the Bible say about tough times? Because ultimately anything that we say is going to be empty if it's not scriptural, right, if it's not biblical. So what does the Bible say about tough times? Obviously the verses that Noel just stated are amazing, but if you look in James, verse 1:12 says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." That is so meaty. If you really like go back and read that or go back and listen to that, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Like, we hate trials. We hate tough times. And like, we do not feel blessed and we do not feel good. But man, think about how you feel when you have overcome those moments of challenging times, those tough times, like, because we get through them. If you're still here, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're living and breathing, you probably got through that hard time, right?
Yeah. Yesterday in church, our pastor challenged us to read the book of James. And he said something that was like, man, that's genius. And I've never thought of that before. But he said the book of James is a book of action. Mm-hmm. And he was like, if you are one of those no talk, like all action, go read the book of James. So that's what I did this morning. And even that verse right there, I mean, it says, blessed is the one who perseveres. Mm-hmm. It's a book of action. And yeah, I love that.
That's
so much.
A really good point. Ooh, mm-hmm. I like that. Like, often when we're faced with pain or adversity, we may be like, excuse me, I thought as a Christian, I don't have to struggle. But, and like, we forget that hardships are a natural part of life, even a life with Christ. But God warned us about that. Like, he never said that life is going to be easy. He never said that we're never going to struggle through things. Even if we have the gift of faith, we sometimes fail to utilize this valuable aspect of the Spirit. Instead of embracing faith during trying times, we tend to give in to worry and doubt, or we're wallowing saying like, man, I followed Jesus. I thought I didn't have to struggle. Does that make sense?
Yeah. This whole last year, and I've talked about this openly, the struggle of this last year, I found myself saying this out loud. Excuse me, mm-hmm. like, why am I going through this? Mm-hmm. And it's like, then I had that bitterness and the resentment start like welling up inside of me. And I'm like, no, I had to nip it, because specifically this past year when I had melanoma, I remember being in the bathroom and I was just sobbing, crying so hard. And Drew walked in and he was like taken aback that I was so upset, mm-hmm. you know? And I remember just looking at him and I'm like, why me? Of all people, why me?
Yep.
You know? And he was like, why not you? You know, like, why not you? Like, you're the strongest person I've ever met. And I'm like, but right now I don't feel so strong.
Yeah.
You know, I just felt that bitterness. So I say that to, so you know that you're not the only one and mm-hmm. none of us are exempt from hard times.
Why should we embrace faith through the hard times?
I feel like that so many times in my life, when I look back on the moments where I had the most faith, it was because I was put in a situation where that's all I had. It's
yeah.
like God puts us in these situations where we are solely reliant on Him. And we have to have faith because at the end of the day, faith is all we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at it, it's like faith is all we have to get through these hard times.
Yeah. And it's so funny because as seasoned Christians, people that have been in church their whole life, you kind of understand the concept that, you know, when you're doing really well in your spiritual walk, when you're reading every day, when you're praying every day, when you're spending time with God, when He's moving in your life, when you're just so close with Him, you kind of understand that things are almost going to get worse during yeah. those moments. Like, yeah. because we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities. And it's this unseen struggle, but with the spirit realm. But if you're a new Christian, or if you're not a Christian and you're listening and you're, you know, you're interested in learning more, it's a scary thought to, you know, to want to follow Jesus, to want to know Him and then be like, but wait, I still got to yeah. struggle. And yeah. wait, you're telling me when I'm doing really well and I'm doing all the right things and I'm in this great place that I'm even more of a target.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, it's a sucky reality, but that kind of, yeah. I've experienced that so many times. Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah. I feel like we have a target on our back for sure. And this is a lot, I think from the outside looking in, people think that when you get saved, it's like, oh, you're like, you're holier than thou,
yeah.
or like, you know, all this, and then nothing ever goes wrong and everything's fine. Everything's perfect. And it's just simply not true.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what being saved. That's not what being a Christian is about. We're all going to go through hard times. I think that the difference though, is that we make it through the fire.
Yeah.
And it says even in scripture that you're going to come out unharmed. And just to remember that, yep, you might be in the fire, but you're going to come out not even smelling like smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I love I've been that story.
I've been in like really depressed, hard seasons of my life where I was embarrassed to let anybody at church know. I was embarrassed mm-hmm. to let my Christian friends know because you feel like you should have it all together
yeah.
and that you can't show that you're having a tough time because then you don't have faith or you're not like
yeah.
that good of a Christian. And one thing I admire so much about our pastor is he is so open about his tough times.
Yeah,
like he is not definitely. One that's ever put himself on a pedestal. He was like, I'm just like you guys. I struggled with this week. You know, I wanted to punch someone in the face this week
yeah.
and I didn't, like, you know, whatever it is. And he's just so honest that in a position of, you know, what we'd call power, you would think like they have it all together because that's
yeah.
what society, you know, makes us mm-hmm. think. But he is so open, like, I don't have it all together. And man, it's so freeing to see other Christians say, hey, I'm struggling too. Hey,
yeah.
I'm having a tough time too.
Yeah, but that too is when God's power steps in because
yes.
it says that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And our weakness is those moments,
yep.
the moments you want to punch someone, the moments when you're struggling financially or with your mental health. It's like that's when God's strength is made perfect to us
mm-hmm.
is in our weakness. But also a part that we miss is that we must boast in our weakness.
Yes.
And that's, he's a perfect example
mm-hmm.
of that. And that's why I was talking about earlier in a previous episode is that I want to share it all at working on social media, having that network, having that platform. Like I want to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I want to boast in my weakness
yes.
because I know that's when God is going to use me the most.
Yeah. I mean, it's understanding that God's going to let you be in situations. I know some people believe that God puts us in situations and then other people believe that, you know, only good comes from God. We find ourselves in these situations, whatever. You're in this situation, you're solely dependent on Him.
Yeah.
And that is where faith comes into play. And sometimes I think, obviously, tough time is anything. Like, it could be a financial time. It could be a tangible, like your physical health tough time. Yeah. It could be simply a mental battle. And then sometimes your life is going perfect in all areas. Like, you yeah. are living the dream. There yeah. is not a single thing you can complain about. And you might wake up the next day struggling with depression
yeah.
or feeling like, oh my gosh, I have all of this, but what's wrong with me right now? Yeah. What's wrong with my mind? Like, why do I not want to get out of bed? Or why do I have anxiety? Everything's going right. So like mm-hmm. a tough time is just anything that you are struggling with, big or small. I think sometimes we might think like the little tiny things we shouldn't complain about, or, you know, it's embarrassing to be upset about, you yeah. know, trivial things, but like a tough time's a tough time if you're feeling it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think that's a perfect explanation too. And an example that it doesn't matter what you succeed at here on earth. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. what you have. It doesn't matter the titles and the ranks and the achievements, because those things are never going to fill mm-hmm. you. They're never going to fulfill you either. And you're always going to need that faith mm-hmm. in order to feel fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And we look for just like peace and joy and all of these like fruits in those things.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you're never going to find it there. Like, stop searching there. And that's a perfect example. You can achieve all the things and still feel nothing, or still yeah. feel down, still feel defeated. And it's because you're never going to find fulfillment in that.
I think of people who are grieving, like we just did an episode on grief. So if you're in the process of grieving, I really encourage you to go back to that. But I think of people who have lost someone. I think of people who are just simply going through hard times. Maybe their kids are acting out. Maybe they're struggling with addiction. Literally any tough time that you're having. And I'm like, man, I think of the tough times that I've had and how the literal only reason I got through them alive is because of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do people get through anything without Him? Like, yeah. I actually can't comprehend it, because you know, if you're having a tough time, how dark it can get. Like, mm-hmm. no matter what that tough time is, like, you know how hard it is, how challenging it is, and how you feel like you just can't keep going. Like, there's not an end to this season of toughness. And I can say I've only gotten through it because of the Lord.
Yeah.
And so we want to give you some like practical advice on how to overcome tough times. But I want you to understand, like, a lot of this is really leaning into your faith and making time for God and being open for God to heal you during these times. So Noelle, like, what is the first thing that you would say for someone to overcome a tough time?
Definitely stay in the Word. I feel like we have to understand that the Bible isn't something that we just pick up when things are bad. It's a weapon. And I heard that in a sermon one time, like, this is your weapon. Are you picking it up every day, or are you just picking it up when you need it, like in those hard times? So staying in the Word consistently. And I want to talk about this because this is a question I get a lot on social media. I don't understand the Bible. Definitely don't feel bad about getting a devotion, getting a book to read alongside your Bible, but never let that take mm-hmm. the place of reading your Bible.
Yes, that's good. That's really good. And this goes right along with the Word. Is one of the most powerful things is worshiping
yeah.
through these tough times, being thankful through these tough times, if for nothing else, for who God is, how powerful He is, who He says He is. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It doesn't say I will bless the Lord when I'm happy mm-hmm. or when I feel positive or when all things are going right. And it also doesn't say in only the negative times. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. If you are having a tough time, your praise and your worship will be a weapon. I mean, I can't say this heavily enough. If you're not spending time worshiping Him, praising Him during your tough time, that's the one key that's going to probably keep you there longer. I'm telling you, praise and worship and giving Him gratitude and thanks for who He is, what He is, what He's going to do for you, what He has done for you, that is going to give you so much freedom.
Yeah. And if you're thinking like, how do I do this? Like, what does that mean? How do I praise? How do I worship? Start with thanking him. Mm-hmm. It's so simple. Thank him. Our pastor always says, like, thank him for the shirt on your back. Yeah. Thank him for the gas in your car. Like, and maybe you've gone to church and you're like, okay, why are these people like lifting their hands? What does this mean? You can praise him anywhere, but it's simply just thanking him and then praising him for all that he's done for you. So when you are praising and worshiping and you do see people raising their hands and you're like, what is all of this about? It's simply an act of surrender.
Yes.
And so many times you can feel weighed down. And I don't know if you've felt this in church yourself, but it's like you want to praise and you want to worship, but man, you just feel so weighed down. It's like you have weights literally on your hands and it's like you can't lift them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we feel that. So it's like when we do lift them, it is the truest act of surrender. And so that's why people raise their hands. Mm-hmm. And you can do that in your home. I've heard people say in small groups and stuff like, I'm nervous. Like, I'm nervous to raise my hands. Yeah. Like, how do I get out of that? Like, how do I get out of feeling like afraid of what people are going to think of me or if people are looking at me? First and foremost, do it in your home. Mm-hmm. Like, do it when no one is around. Mm-hmm. You can have the most intense worship in your kitchen or driving down the road. Just keep your eyes open driving down the road. Or, you know, like anywhere. You can literally praise him anywhere. You do not have to be in a church.
And again, baby steps. Like, if that's not you, you're not comfortable, you've never experienced that, it makes you feel weird. Like, again, worship is anything. Like, my husband, well, even both of our husbands like play music, and you can worship through an instrument.
Yeah.
And you can worship by, again, just acknowledging who he is. Like, if you're driving down the road and you see just a beautiful landscape, be like, man, Lord, look at this creation you created. Yeah. Like, thank you for this view. Like, that's praising him, you know, for what, who he is and what he's done.
And then surround yourself with people who pour into you and you can confide in. This is a biggie. I truly believe that we are not meant to go through hard times alone. Mm-hmm. So reach out to people, reach out. If you don't have a covering, if you go to a church, reach out to your pastor and say, hey, like, I'm looking for a covering. I'm looking for someone who can pour into me and who can mentor me through this. And I promise you, they have people in place to help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This sounds simple. As women, we forget to do this all the time, but make time for self-care.
Yes.
If you are going through a tough time, it's easy to get depressed. It's easy to skip normal things you would do that makes you happy. It's easy to just not do things that you enjoy because, one, you may not even enjoy them anymore because you're going through, you know, a small depressive episode. But make time for self-care, whether that's the hard, boring self-care of going to the doctor, going to the store and getting your favorite snacks, or maybe it's like, you know, going to the beach by yourself or reading a book or getting your nails done or spending time with the girls, like whatever self-care is for you, do it anyway. Even if you don't feel like doing it in the moment, make time for self-care, period.
There's a book that I love. It's called Holy Hustle. If you have not read that book, get it. It talks all about this, like how rest is holy and how self-care is holy. And so I always have to remind myself that, because I am one of those people that I base my worth on what I get accomplished. Like, I have to remind myself that this time, this self-care, it's holy.
Yes.
It's holy and it's essential.
I love that.
And then understand that tough times are a part of it. But we have power over those tough times in the name of Jesus. And so when it comes to having tough times, understand that maybe you get up and you are feeling a heaviness. And this is something that I hear a lot when I'm mentoring women is like, I just feel heavy.
Yes.
Like, I just have a heaviness in my home. I have a heaviness in my marriage and my kids. And in that heaviness, learn to rebuke that, because I believe that the enemy will send that to you to distract you, to get you off course. And just understand that we have power in the name of Jesus and that we have to armor up. We have to suit up every single day. And I think of this season of my life last year, and our kids were sick. It was like we had this season of sickness that was the never ending sickness. And I remember one night I was exhausted. I had had Sailor at the doctor, I think like 3 times that week. Her fever wouldn't break. We had been in the hospital, like getting fluids. And I remember I was just laid over the bathtub and I was like, Lord, I need you to help me. Like I need strength in this time. Like I'm exhausted. And I had her in a cold bath, like trying to get her fever to break. Well, her fever broke and I put her to bed and I was like, thank the Lord. Like I went to bed myself. And it was like, as soon as I laid down in the bed, I heard the Lord speak to me and he said, get up and pray over the doors in your home. Hmm. And I was like, I'm tired. Yeah. I just told you how tired I am. Yeah. Like, literally, that's what I said. And it was like, the longer I laid there, I just felt it pressing on me.
Oh,
more.
You became restless.
Like,
I bet.
Get up.
Yep.
Get up. And so I got up. I remember I slammed the comforter on the bed and I was like, okay, I'm going to pray over these doors, you know? And I just started praying over the doors of my home. And I realized that, man, that was God just reminding me of the power that I have through him to anoint my home, to pray over the sickness, to tell the sickness to get out and to tell the enemy, like, you have no power here. And I think that sometimes we need that reminder when we're trying to sleep or whatever it is, that there's power in the name of Jesus, and that as wives, as moms, as women, we have the power to anoint our homes as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And like all of this, if you go into Ephesians, you can equip yourself to do exactly what Noelle just said and to rebuke and to take power over these situations that you find yourself in and arm up, like suit up with the armor of God. If you want to go and read exactly about the armor of God, you can find it in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. But you know, it goes through the belt of truth. It comes with your feet is fitted with readiness. Take up the shield of faith. Take up the helmet of salvation, like the sword of the spirit, which is the word. It'll break down exactly what this armor is. And yes, it's metaphorical, but man, it is so powerful and it will equip you to deal with any situation, any challenging situation that comes your way. And the last thing that I want to say is, be kind to yourself. Give yourself grace. Know that you're not alone in this. Know that everyone struggles and it might feel like you're failing. You might like have some self-hatred or insecurity during your tough time. But like in these moments when it's really hard to overcome and you're not, you know, you feel like you're not getting through it and it's going to last forever, just give yourself grace and extra kindness.
We want to invite you to revive your spirit by meditating on this scripture. It's Psalm 91, 14 through 15. God is speaking directly to his people saying, because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to rate the show, follow us on Instagram, leave a review on Apple, and check out our website, reviveherpodcast.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.